Chapter 10. Oh, it's true, apostrophe, said Solomon, I forgot her. Two persons. Apostrophe, to be sure, they didn't buy anything, apostrophe, cried the boy. No, they didn't buy anything, apostrophe, said Solomon, quietly. Nor want anything, apostrophe, cried the boy. No. If they had, they'd gone to another shop, apostrophe, said Solomon, in the same tone. But there were two of them, uncle, apostrophe, cried the boy, as if that were a great triumph. You said only one. Apostrophe, well, Wally, apostrophe, resumed the old man, after a short pause. Not being like the savages who came on Robinson Crusoe's island, we can't live on a man who asks for change for a sovereign, and a woman who inquires the way to Mile End Turnpike. As I said just now, the world has gone past me. I don't blame it, but I no longer understand it. Tradesmen are not the same as they used to be, apprentices are not the same, business is not the same, business commodities are not the same. 7/8 of my stock is old-fashioned. I am an old-fashioned man in an old-fashioned shop, in a street that is not the same as I remember it. I have fallen behind the time, and am too old to catch it again. Even the noise it makes a long way ahead confuses me. Apostrophe, Walter was going to speak, but his uncle held up his hand. Therefore, Wally, therefore it is that I am anxious you should be early in the busy world, and on the world's track. I am only the ghost of this business, its substance vanished long ago, and when I die, its ghost will be laid. As it is clearly no inheritance for you then, I have thought it best to use for your advantage, almost the only fragment of the old connection, that stands by me, through long habit. Some people suppose me to be wealthy. I wish for your sake they were right. But whatever I leave behind me, or whatever I can give you, you in such a house as Dombey's are in the road to use well, and make the most of. Be diligent, try to like it, my dear boy, work for a steady independence, and be happy. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I'll do everything I can, uncle, to deserve your affection. Indeed I will, apostrophe, said the boy, earnestly, I know it, apostrophe, said Solomon. I am sure of it, apostrophe, and he applied himself to a second glass of the old Madeira, with increased relish. As to the sea, apostrophe, he pursued, that's well enough in fiction, Wally, but it won't do in fact. It won't do at all. It's natural enough that you should think about it, associating it with all these familiar things. But it won't do, it won't do. Apostrophe, Solomon Gills rubbed his hands with an air of stealthy enjoyment, as he talked of the sea, though, and looked on the seafaring objects about him with inexpressible complacency. Think of this wine, for instance, apostrophe, said old soul, which has been to the East Indies and back, I'm not able to say how often, and has been once round the world. Think of the pitch-dark nights, the roaring winds, and rolling seas. The thunder, lightning, rain, hail, storm of all kinds, apostrophe, said the boy. To be sure, apostrophe, said Solomon, that this wine has passed through. Think what a straining and creaking of timbers and masts. What a whistling and howling of the gale through ropes and rigging. What a clambering aloft of men, vying with each other who shall lie out first upon the yards, to furl the icy sails, while the ship rolls and pitches, like mad. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried his nephew. Exactly so, apostrophe, said Solomon. Has gone on, over the old cask, that held this wine. Why, when the Charming Sally went down in the apostrophe, in the Baltic Sea, in the dead of night, 12:05, when the captain's watch stopped in his pocket, he lying dead against the mainmast on the 14th of February, 1749. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Walter, with great animation. Eh, to be sure. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried old soul, quite right. Then, there were 500 casks of such wine aboard, and all hands, except the first mate, first lieutenant, two seamen, and a lady, in a leaky boat, going, who worked to stave the casks, got drunk and died drunk, singing Rule Britannia, when she settled and went down, and ending with one awful scream in chorus. Apostrophe, but when the George II drove ashore, uncle, on the coast of Cornwall, in a dismal gale, 2 hours before daybreak, on the 4th of March, 71, she had near 200 horses aboard, and the horses breaking loose down below, early in the gale, and tearing to and fro, and trampling each other to death, made such noises, and set up such human cries, that the crew believing the ship to be full of devils, some of the best men, losing heart and head, went overboard in despair, and only two were left alive, at last, to tell the tale. Apostrophe, and when, apostrophe said old soul, when the Polyphemus apostrophe, private West India trader, burden 350 tons, Captain, John Brown of Deptford, owners, Wicks, and company, apostrophe cried Walter. The same, apostrophe said soul, when she took fire, 4 days sail with a fair wind out of Jamaica Harbor, in the night apostrophe, there were two brothers on board, apostrophe interposed his nephew, speaking very fast and loud, and there not being room for both of them in the only boat that wasn't swamped, neither of them would consent to go, until the elder took the younger by the waist, and flung him in. And then the younger, rising in the boat, cried out, Dear Edward, think of your promised wife at home. I'm only a boy. No one waits at home for me. Leap down into my place. And flung himself in the sea. Apostrophe, the kindling eye and heightened color of the boy, who had risen from his seat in the earnestness of what he said and felt, seemed to remind old soul of something he had forgotten, or that his encircling mist had hitherto shut out. Instead of proceeding with any more anecdotes, as he had evidently intended, but a moment before, he gave a short dry cough, and said, Well, suppose we change the subject. Apostrophe, the truth was, that the simple-minded uncle in his secret attraction towards the marvelous and adventurous of which he was, in some sort, a distant relation, by his trade, had greatly encouraged the same attraction in the nephew, and that everything that had ever been put before the boy, to deter him from a life of adventure, had had the usual unaccountable effect of sharpening his taste for it. This is invariable. It would seem as if there never was a book written, or a story told, expressly with the object of keeping boys on shore, which did not lure and charm them to the ocean, as a matter of course. But an addition to the little party now made its appearance, in the shape of a gentleman in a white suit of blue, with a hook instead of a hand attached to his right wrist, very bushy black eyebrows, and a thick stick in his left hand, covered all over, like his nose, with knobs. He wore a loose black silk handkerchief round his neck, and such a very large coarse shirt collar, that it looked like a small sail. He was evidently the person for whom the spare wine glass was intended, and evidently knew it, for having taken off his rough outer coat, and hung up, on a particular peg behind the door, such a hard glazed hat as a sympathetic person's head might ache at the sight of, and which left a red rim round his own forehead, as if he had been wearing a tight basin, he brought a chair to where the clean glass was, and sat himself down behind it. He was usually addressed as Captain, this visitor, and had been a pilot, or a skipper, or a privateersman, or all three perhaps, and was a very salt-looking man indeed. His face, remarkable for a brown solidity, brightened as he shook hands with uncle and nephew, but he seemed to be of a laconic disposition, and merely said, How goes it? Apostrophe apostrophe all well, apostrophe said Mr. Gills, pushing the bottle towards him. He took it up, and having surveyed and smelt it, said with extraordinary expression, The apostrophe apostrophe the apostrophe returned the instrument maker. Upon that he whistled as he filled his glass, and seemed to think they were making holiday indeed. Waller apostrophe apostrophe he said, arranging his hair which was thin, with his hook, and then pointing it at the instrument maker, look at him. Love. Honor. and obey. Overhaul your catechism till you find that passage, and when found, turn the leaf down. Success, my boy. Apostrophe, he was so perfectly satisfied both with his quotation and his reference to it, that he could not help repeating the words again in a low voice, and saying he had forgotten them these 40 years. But I never wanted 2 or 3 words in my life, that I didn't know where to lay my hand upon them, Gills, apostrophe, he observed. It comes of not wasting language as some do. Apostrophe, the reflection perhaps reminded him that he had better, like young Norval's father, grease his store. At any rate, he became silent, and remained so, until old Sol went out into the shop to light it up, when he turned to Walter, and said, without any introductory remark, I suppose he could make a clock if he tried? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I shouldn't wonder, Captain Cuttle, apostrophe, returned the boy. And it would go. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Captain Cuttle, making a species of serpent in the air with his hook. Lord, how that clock would go. Apostrophe, for a moment or two he seemed quite lost in contemplating the pace of this ideal timepiece, and sat looking at the boy, as if his face were the dial. But he's chock full of science, apostrophe, he observed, waving his hook towards the stock in trade. Looky here. Here's a collection of 'em. Earth, air, or water. It's all one. Only say where you'll have it. Up in a balloon? There you are. Down in a bell? There you are. Do you want to put the North Star in a pair of scales and weigh it? He'll do it for you. Apostrophe, it may be gathered from these remarks that Captain Cuttle's reverence for the stock of instruments was profound, and that his philosophy knew little or no distinction between trading in it and inventing it. Ah! Apostrophe, apostrophe, he said, with a sigh, it's a fine thing to understand them. And yet it's a fine thing not to understand them. I hardly know which is best. It's so comfortable to sit here and feel that you might be weighed, measured, magnified, electrified, polarized, played the very devil with, and never know how. Apostrophe, nothing short of the wonderful Madeira, combined with the occasion which rendered it desirable to improve and expand Walter's mind, could have ever loosened his tongue to the extent of giving utterance to this prodigious oration. He seemed quite amazed himself at the manner in which it opened up to view the sources of the taciturn delight he had had in eating Sunday dinners in that parlor for 10 years. Becoming a sadder and a wiser man, he mused and held his peace. Come, apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the subject of this admiration, returning. Before you have your glass of grog, Ned, we must finish the bottle. Apostrophe, stand by. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Ned, filling his glass. Give the boy some more. Apostrophe, no more, thank you, uncle. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, yes, apostrophe, said Sol, a little more. We'll finish the bottle, to the house, Ned Walter's house. Why, it may be his house one of these days, in part. Who knows? Sir Richard Whittington married his master's daughter. Apostrophe, turn again Whittington, Lord Mayor of London, and when you are old you will never depart from it, apostrophe, interposed the captain. Waller, overhaul the book, my lad. Apostrophe, and although Mr. Dombey hasn't a daughter, apostrophe, Sol began. Yes, yes, he has, uncle, apostrophe, said the boy, reddening, and laughing. Has he? Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the old man. Indeed, I think he has to. Oh, I know he has, apostrophe, said the boy. Some of 'em were talking about it in the office today. And they do say, Uncle and Captain Cuttle, apostrophe, lowering his voice, that he's taken a dislike to her, and that she's left, unnoticed, among the servants, and that his mind's so set all the while upon having his son in the house, that although he's only a baby now, he is going to have balances struck oftener than formerly, and the books kept closer than they used to be, and has even been seen, when he thought he wasn't, walking in the docks, looking at his ships and property and all that, as if he was exulting like, over what he and his son will possess together. That's what they say. Of course, I don't know. He knows all about her already, you see, apostrophe said the instrument maker. Nonsense, uncle, apostrophe cried the boy, still reddening and laughing, boy-like. How can I help hearing what they tell me? Apostrophe, the sun's a little in our way at present, I'm afraid, Ned, apostrophe said the old man, humoring the joke. Very much, apostrophe said the captain. Nevertheless, we'll drink him, apostrophe pursued Sol. So, here's to Dombey and son. Apostrophe, oh, very well, uncle, apostrophe said the boy, merrily. Since you have introduced the mention of her, and have connected me with her, and have said that I know all about her, I shall make bold to amend the toast. So here's to Dombey and son and daughter. Apostrophe apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.